Blog Talk Radio.
Just in time.
Alright, here we go. Faxbot, Fox BatCon continues in Millennium City for a few more days. Get your gifts, get your tokens, get your merchandise, get your missions in, folks. Missions, And yes, I said that right. I can't talk. It's been one of those days. Everything got hectic in the last few hours. Anyway, this is Paragon Radio. I'm your host, Pogo Man, and we're broadcasting live in the Twin Super Cities of Millennium City and Paragon City. It's a little past 8 o'clock, and we're broadcasting live on the Paragon Radio News Satellite at a high orbit of 0.0167 feet above sea level. And I'm not alone. No, no, no. We're going to bring him on air. I get by with a little help from my friends. Some people say he's mad. Some people say he's a Viking. We call him, well, in public, Mad Viking.
This is FaxPot. Please insert paper you wish to fax.
Uh-oh. Problems at the office, I think. What happened?
Yeah. Hey, you said FaxPot. I'm going to take advantage of it.
I said FoxBot. I thought I said FoxBot. Did I say
FaxBot? That's more like FaxBot.
I don't know. Just since 5 o'clock, everything was going well until 5 o'clock, and then after that, it was just like, what the hell happened?
Oh, the temperature changed.
Well, the temperature changed, right. You know what's funny? Remember we were talking about Welcome Back, Carter isn't on anymore. I haven't seen in years.
Right.
We get a channel antenna TV. The next day, talking to my mom in a room, and she goes, oh, I was like, what are you watching? She goes, that show you used, like, Carter. And I look like, you're watching Welcome Back, Carter. Oh, yeah. She goes, I'm going to tell you, it's been on for a couple weeks now on antenna TV. I'm like, whoa. I told the story. She goes, oh, that's funny. It's been on for about a month. Whoa. So if you get antenna TV and you're on the East Coast from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, they do 2 episodes back to back. Saturday nights, 7 to 8. There you go.
And people are going like, you use an antenna? You know the people going, you use an antenna.
Well, that's what it's called, because back in the day, all these shows that are on there, you use antenna. Oh, funny story. This weekend, we continued pulling insulation down from the raccoon infestation we had in my mom's attic. They bring down this metal. I'm going to try and put it in Discord if I can figure out how to post pictures in Discord later. It was a piece of the inside part of the antenna that we used to have. I'm like, oh, my God, this is awesome. Because I'm on Instagram. I'm in one or two Gen X, you know, groups. Like, if you saw, I got to post this thing and have them figure, like, all right, Gen Xers, figure out what this is. I guess I'm right, I'll tell you. I was like, holy crap. I'm like, that's funny. I can't believe that was up there. I mean, I had gloves on, and there was insulation in it, and who knows if the raccoons were, you know, touching it or whatever. Because they said, yeah, it looked like it was thrown in a corner and in the middle of stuff. But I took it outside, just carefully cleaned it off, and took a couple pictures, and just went into the garbage after that. I was like, oh, so sad. Yeah, it was so sad. It's just like, took pictures. Off it went.
And you go like, many a time I remember Dad climbing up on the roof and adjusting the TV antenna.
No, he never did. We had, our cable company actually had one of those things where you could turn it from the inside.
You were advanced.
That great. Yeah, we had the gray box, that gray box, that weird dial on top, and you just turned it like until the picture came in. So it was really cool.
And I'm just waiting for the first person to go, damn, you old.
Yep.
Just waiting to see it.
Hey, man. What is Alto doing? Why are you poking me, Alto?
When is Alto not poking?
That's right.
That's the question. What is that?
He's giving me minty freshness. Why do I need minty freshness? Thanks. He's just burped all over me, or power puked all over. I'm glad this is metal. What are you doing?
A tribute to Cool Mint, Misty Rain, tune from way back when.
Is that for the cool side of the pillow?
Well, remember, one of the old ads on Dawn Radio was picking on Misty Rain because sounded like Listerine if you say it fast enough. It's like, so Cool Mint, Listerine.
Oh.
Even had the Baltimore Jungle Boy song playing in the ad.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, Aldo does not like anything on the desk. Oh, he wants to take a nap. He's taking a cat nap. A robo cat nap. Wait a minute, is he still sick? Should he be allowed out?
He was sick yesterday. I don't know his status today.
Okay. But you can't, reading glasses is not old. I needed reading glasses when I was in college, so. That's nothing. That just means you read too much. You're straining your eyes. Oh.
Now, usually, you're the one that's asking me, you know, did I see this? And I go, no. Now it's the other way around because I wanted to talk about Picard season 3, and you're like, I can't see it. Don't tell me. It's like, ah!
Yeah, I am. I know. It's one of those things. Like, when I saw the preview for it, I'm like, I got to binge 30 episodes this week now. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I got to find a way to do it. But, Mandalorian episode 7 last week. Holy crap. Did you watch that?
No.
Tell me you don't watch The Mandalorian.
All right, I won't tell you. I was into the Picard thing.
I know, but this is the way. I know, it's just funny. It's just like, I don't know. I know Brent Spinner is up there with them, but they could have left his hair. They could have given him a wig or dyed his hair black because Data's not supposed to age. I don't get that.
Well, they left the, not lore,
right, the one from Nemesis.
Right.
Which funny, that was on this morning. I had.
I guess, you know, they had to do adapting.
Yeah, but he doesn't age either. Solo an android.
As I still remember that episode when they had Bones McCoy. Like, I don't see points on your ears, boy. I'm an android. Just as bad.
Yeah. I still remember when Riker called him Pinocchio. I think it was the same episode, wasn't it? Yeah, it was the Encounter at Far Point. Encounter at Far Point, yes.
All right, so we kind of canceled each other out. I can't talk about Picard. He can't talk about Mandalorian.
But anyway, here's the deal. This Wednesday is the season 2 finale. Season 3? Season 2? It's a season finale. I get confused because they appear in the Book of Boba Fett. Anyway, like I said, season 2. And a lot of stuff is going on. So,
and Thursday, if memory serves me right, will be for Picard.
Really? They're on season... This is the series finale, right?
Yeah.
Damn, I can't watch 30 episodes that fast.
Sure you can.
Yeah, if I don't do anything else, and that's impossible around here. So.
I didn't say it was going to be easy. I said it could be done.
True. All right, I will try. You know what's funny? I haven't watched Gotham Knights at all. I keep forgetting what night it's on. I keep forgetting to set my DVR. So, there you go. So, a few things to talk about tonight that we talked about on other nights. Let me see if I can find all this good stuff. The first one, since we talk about Harry Potter a lot, and I know we talked about this Friday night, you brought it up. Max, which is going to be the new name for HBO Max because Warner Brothers Discovery is fusing Discovery Channel with HBO Max. By the way, in May, the price for HBO Max or Max is going to be $19.99 a month.
You're okay.
Okay, of course, right when we're talking. Okay, and there's a dance party down in front of us.
Well, the working crew came over during Bunny Night, so yeah, I got to know them.
Yes. Okay. No. I was doing that because the window for Skype is blocking. I couldn't see who was down there. Pallet Man and... Oh, it's the Wrecking Crew and... Oh, is that just the Wrecking Crew? I thought that was like somebody in their Minions.
The Crew is the supergroup name.
Oh, so we have people listening to us. Welcome, Wrecking Crew, if you're listening. Welcome, members.
Working Crew, not Wrecking. Working.
Did I say Wrecking? My mouth is not working tonight at all. Working Crew. I'm sorry. The Working Crew. Yes, the Wrecking Crew is the lame-ass supervillain group. The Working Crew is...
They may appear
awesome
later on tonight. We don't know yet.
We might have them on in a little bit. Once we get through some news, I'll give the number out once we're ready. If I'm ready. I'm surely not ready to host tonight. I'm sorry. This is just one of these nights. The working crew. Yes, mm-hmm. I had a CBZ. All right, anyway. Ooh, wait a minute. Okay, there's a related story I have to read. Okay, so regardless of the lackluster box office of Fantastic Beasts, The Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore. Warner Brothers has never stopped trying to mine the Harry Potter franchise for more. Everything it's worth, man. And now Warner Brothers Discovery's Max, the newly renamed HBO Max, is going forward with a Harry Potter series that will revisit the 7 original novels by J.K. Rowling. This will reportedly be a more faithful retelling of the story that will adapt one novel per season over the course of a decade. Additionally, all the roles will be recast. Now, I just want to say this. I've seen the movies. I read the books. And I noticed when they did the movies, they left out a lot of secondary storylines.
There is talk that they may add some of them. Not all of them, some of them.
Right. Well, that's what they said. Like, one in particular, the one year Hermione found out, she thought it was a magic spell that made all the food for the students in the hall. She found out Hogwarts uses house elves.
Yep.
And they weren't being treated as fairly as she thought. She tried to unionize them. And I'm like, why didn't they put that in that movie? That would have been such a hilarious subplot of that movie. I was so disappointed they didn't put that in there. So I'm hoping whatever I can't remember the book. I'm gonna reread the books before the movie, before the TV series, or I'm probably just read like whatever book is coming out before that season comes out.
I'm just having images of House Elves going. Snape sucks.
Yeah. Hermione for head. Never mind.
Hermione Hoffa.
I want that subplot. I want that storyline in the series.
Where's Hermione now? Look at the 50-yard line of the Quidditch field. She'll be right there.
Yeah, right. Hold on. Okay, so Max's commitment to preserving the integrity of my books is important to me, and I'm looking forward to being part of this new adaptation, which will allow for a degree of depth and detail only afforded by a long-form television series, said Rowling in a statement. She's also signed on to executive produce the series. We are delighted to give audiences the opportunity to discover Hogwarts in a whole new way, added HBO Max's CEO, Casey Bloys. Harry Potter is a cultural phenomenon, and it is clear They are such an enduring love and thirst for the wizarding world and us making many, many, many dollars on it. I added that in partnership with Warner Brothers Television and J.K. Rowling, this new Max Original series will dive deep into each of the iconic books that fans have continued to enjoy for all of these years. Rowling's first novel in the series, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, or The Philosopher's Stone in the United Kingdom, was first published in 1997. The book and its six subsequent sequels became pop culture phenomena, and it was first adapted into live action as a film in 2001. The final Harry Potter movie was released in 2011, only about 12 years ago. For now, there is no timetable about when the new Harry Potter series will begin production or casting. However, there is a follow-up story to this. HBO Max's Harry Potter reunion special conjures up its first trailer. All right, now this goes back to 2021. They've had their thing already. Mm-hmm. Never mind. It streamed on January 1st, 2022. All right, never mind. That's what happens when you get these little... My bad. And somebody just gave me a clip. Somebody, I won't name who usually sends me clips right in the middle of the show.
All I know is when you said Fantastic Beasts, I'm going like, all right, there's Double going, scratching record going, Leviosa.
Yeah. See, that's what's going to, like, certain things, like, certain iconic scenes, you know, like, are they going to do it? Are they not going to do it?
Now, supposedly, you're supposed to ignore the original.
Wait a minute. Did we ever talk about this?
What?
Who is reviving Futurama?
No.
Okay, well, Who's Futurama Revival is getting a new release window. The estimated release date for the next Planet Express run has finally been narrowed down. Futurama fans have been eager to watch new episodes of Matt Groening and David X. Cohen's futuristic sci-fi comedy since Hulu ordered a revival of the show last year. Now, press release via comicbook.com confirms that the show's eighth season will debut on the streaming service sometime this summer. That's why I did that. Unfortunately, there's no specific date yet, but with summer right around the corner, this is probably a lot closer than most viewers were expecting, especially since there hasn't been a lot of new info about the revival in recent months. Hulu's announcement follows comments made by voice actress Lauren Tom, who plays Amy Wong, in February that also suggested the show would return by mid-2023. Regardless, Hulu didn't make it official until, when did this article come out? April 14th, which was a few days ago. Hey, you know, we're on Mondays, you know, these things come out a few days ago between the shows, we can't do much. As most fans know, Futurama has experienced a rather turbulent history on the air. The original series premiered in 1999 and ran for four seasons on Fox before it was canceled in 2003. It later found success in syndication, eventually prompting Comedy Central to order its own revival in 2009. After airing a few additional seasons, the show was canceled again in 2013. But the creators never ruled out the possibility of another comeback. Aside from Tom, the latest iteration of Futurama will also include original cast members Billy West as Fry, Professor Farnsworth, and Zoidberg. Katie Sagal as Leela, John DiMaggio as Bender.
The big question, because there was talk that he would not be there.
John DiMaggio?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's there. Let's see, Maurice LaMarche as Kiff Croker, Phil Lamar as Hermes, and David Herman as Scruffy. The new season will consist of 20 episodes, with all previous seasons currently available to stream. Woohoo!
Now Hulu! Now Hulu!
I'm sorry, Hulu! Hulu! All right, there we go. I just saw that. I don't know. I saw that corner of my eye looking over the news I use. It was like, wait a minute, what? They say, what?
Yeah.
I was shocked.
All right, now a little news on more of the locals here. I've said this a few times on several shows, and now I'll say it on this show. Normally, I am the central hub for everything DawnCon.
Yes,
not
you
this
are.
Year, though. This year, my daughter is getting married in July, and there is no way on God's green earth I can help with the wedding. And
I just want to say this. She sucks. Why didn't she check with you if it was okay to get married then? What the hell is wrong with her? Holy shit. The biggest online event in the history of everything. The biggest online event in the history of everything. And, oh, Daddy, I'm getting married. Oh, Papa, I've decided to get married that weekend.
Just want to point out, she is a descendant of a Viking. What does this mean?
Wait, what was that? Wait, what was that?
Descendant Viking. What does this
mean?
Yeah,
I have Scandinavian in my blood, too. I'm Viking also. And just because I don't Viking in my name, you know, Pogo Viking doesn't sound cool. I'm sorry. It just loses, you know. It's like, I jump around with a battle axe in my hand. Leave me alone. That doesn't work. But go on.
We remember the jumping around part. It's like, wah! I'll be back over in a minute.
No, that was Shortbus making fun of me, and I had control over the leap. He just didn't understand how the power worked.
Oh, I admit it. It was all fun when that subject came up.
Yeah, because I could leap really, because I was further back, and he didn't know I was further back than you guys, so I had to use the full range to catch up to you guys. I don't know why he thought I was, like, right behind you. I was right behind you guys. You know, I got to say, their costume, the working crew, their costumes are kind of like Jack Kirby-ish.
Well, maybe they know their references.
In a good way. You know, if you're on a TFA...
If you go on a task force or AE, you can't go AFK.
Right. Well, who would go AFK on a task force?
I think that's the way we can prevent that from happening.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of which, I have to...
So next time we're going to AE.
There's no AE in Atlas.
Well, we'll go find an AE building. We'll start a mission.
There's a task force on the bridge.
The bridge of what? The Enterprise?
No, of the bridge behind City Hall.
Okay, I'm gonna play naivety. What task force is it?
I know I'm wrong, but it's one of the who will die ones, but I think it's the other one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yee-hoo-ha.
I'm tempted just to run over and find out. But you know since we have such a big crowd tonight, let's do roll call now.
Okay. You can do that.
And since we're talking about the working crew, not to be confused with the wrecking crew, we'll start in City of Heroes. We're hanging out on the Excelsior server in front of Paragon City Hall in beautiful downtown Atlas Park. Let's see. First over here, not with the working crew, part of Mystical Academy, Gravitrod, who's giving us a nice steam bath, a nice misty feel tonight. Opening our pores. And the wrecking crew, I'm going to go from my left to the right. Box Boy, Blanche Arrow, Bone Transfusion, Pallet Man, who was here earlier, Captain Overtime, he must make a lot of money, Creton, Supervisor, I like that, and Hydro Fusions. Thank you all for tuning in tonight with us. I think this is the biggest crowd we've had here. Okay, and over in the Twin City, hanging out with us in the WCOC studios in Millennium City of Champions Online, we have Mad Viking and myself, Pokemon. Alto, Mark 7V2, is now reading the newspaper. Alan and the Teddy Sons, Clarence and Mr. Nom Nom. Silver Egret hanging out on top of the camera, making sure everything runs smoothly for us. And Natalia Cromstock. Wait, we got one more. BuddyWolf161 is hanging out in the Paragon Radio chat room. Which, if you want to join us there, it's very easy. You sign up for a Blog Talk Radio account. It's free. It takes like 2 minutes. And you can join in the chat there. Three ways to join us on the airwaves. Not too shabby.
Nope. And yes, tell your friends. It's still here.
What? Wait, wait, wait. Captain Overtime, nobody tells them the working crew is just one dude. Knew it. What?
Hey, the visual. People will be going like, hey, what's going on here?
They're doing the heroic stances. And, of course, as always, I'm holding the torch because this is where we stood. When the newsroom. Because, you know, the community is still scattered. We have all these private servers, and we don't have one big community. So, I mean, the community spirit is there. It's just we don't have that, you know. Oh, wait, somebody else has joined us on the steps. I don't know if they're hanging out. Arkhammer. Trying to figure out what's going on. Probably.
But, yeah, like I said, you know, spread the word. You know, Pokemon has been doing this show since the game shut down. And now he's doing it in just in a different way.
Before the game shut down. 2 months. Yeah, technically 2 months before the game shut down. We're in our 11th year of this show. It was called Save COH Radio back then. And then we changed the name. And we were on Paragon Chat for the longest time after the game shut down. And then the servers came up, and we're here.
And one person wanted to rename the show the Poco Poco Super Duper Duper Happy Fun Time Old Time Radio Program, in which he just went and said no.
I use other words than that, but basically it was like, no, not that. Anything about that? Please, anything about that.
You know, it had an anime feel about it.
It might have. It might have, but, you know. Hello. Thank you. Hello. Thank you. Hello. Thank you. And then we would have had to do silly game shows. Games throughout the thing. So there you go. You were saying something about your daughter getting married.
Yes, she's getting married in July, and there's no way I could plan for DawnCon and help at the wedding in one way or another. So for me, my planning for this year is off. Pogo Man, who now realized he may have had one too many on Bunny Night Friday, said, I'll take the case, and he wants to pick up...
Or I was in the wrong chat room when I said it. I don't know.
Well, Bogoman was the originator, the idea maker of DawnCon.
Yes.
If you want to tell the story.
Okay. So. So, there we were those years ago. 8 years ago, because we're on DawnCon 8.
Mm-hmm.
It was about this time of year. Almost this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
When I realized that DawnCon, you know, for a couple of years had nice TV coverage. And I was looking ahead, and DawnCon...
Not DawnCon. San Diego Comic-Con.
Right. No. I was talking about San Diego Comic. Right. San Diego Comic. That's what I meant. San Diego Comic. Wait. You didn't get a confirmation email for the site you said, and I'm listening to, so I won't be able to join your chat. He was supposed to get a confirmation?
Check your spam.
Okay.
But at least
so anyway,
he's
we're
listening.
Right. San Diego
so
Comic-Con. Right. San Diego Comic-Con. Every year had nice TV coverage. But G4 had just shut down, and because of G4, Spike TV was trying to do some coverage. But all of a sudden, after G4 shut down, they said, hey, Monday night, let's do something from 11 to 12. And they just did a couple of interviews and very brief coverage. I was like, really? That's it? That's all you're doing? Wow. And everybody said that.
The G4 that everyone liked, not the G4 that was destroyed by Frost. There is a difference between the two.
Yes. G4 TV, because they did really, I mean, I got to say their coverage, I got to say two things I really miss from them is their coverage of E3 and San Diego Comic Con. I mean, they made you feel like you were there.
Mm-hmm. I still also miss Ninja Warrior, the original, not the American, but that's another story.
Oh, yeah, Sasuke, that's another great one. I miss Attack of the Show.
You miss Olivia Munn. Frost is angry at you.
The show was better with her. There was definitely better chemistry. The show was better with her. You got to admit that.
Oh yeah, it was.
Oh, you know, then they brought the other ones in. I don't know what happened. It was like they weren't as. I think they were too sweet. Like Olivia had that daredevil edge to her,
mm-hmm.
to do stuff.
Like, am I going to get paid for it? Yep. Okay. No problem.
Yep. And what's his name? Kevin Pereira. He even said, like, if you want to go act, we'll work around your schedule. We'll just film a whole bunch of shows when you can make it here. But
continuing on.
Yes. But anyway, so that got canceled. Spike TV's coverage sucked. They only did it the one time. And I said, well, what are we going to do? And I noticed that in Champions Online, the community wasn't doing a lot of stuff. So I said, I joined Paragon Dawn. I went to Mad Viking. Hey, that weekend, why don't we do like what we did in City of Heroes? I said, you know, back in City of Heroes, there would have been a bunch of player-run events going on for that weekend. And you said, okay, well, I said we could call it DawnCon. We give it a tryout, see what the...
I said, sure, let's go for it.
Yeah. We tried it for 3 hours, and a lot of people showed up. And then the next year, we made it 6 hours. More people showed up. And I think by the third year, we made it like a three-day event. Or I think that's when we made it the official four-day event, I think, at that point.
Then we tried to go longer each time, and we realized on number 8, we may have stretched it out too far.
Yeah,
so
we stretched out too far.
Shrinking it back. That was the plan. But,
right.
And I'm going to make the suggestion, considering this one here, we call it Don Con, mm-hmm. the Pogo Ocho.
Oh, I don't know. We just call it the Ocho. People get the joke.
Yeah, only if they know AEW.
No. Dodgeball.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, that too.
The movie. Right, because we're a premier. We're
I hear more people recognize it as AEW. We are the
right.
Ocho.
Right. Right, that too. That too. So. Jump.
But,
man,
could be
jump.
Worse. It could, Emma could be back. She'll be going this to Pogo Pogo Ocho Ocho.
Oh, that's true. Fun time, happy hour. Right.
Now, things on that first year, Pogo was starting the planning. But I forget mm-hmm. what happened. It was something with your family at that time period. And that's when I had to take over on the planning.
Yeah, I think so. I think something happened. Yes, yeah, something happened.
So now here's your chance.
Yeah, here's my chance to get back into it, right, after all these years.
Now, the big question is, am I going to take Rain to the wedding? I would like to do that, but I have a funny feeling I know exactly what will happen. She would probably think this is a setup. I swear to God, and many a man and a woman and anyone else that wants to put in their 2 cents in, if they've seen me and Rain react, Rain has more of a problem with commitment than any man on earth. Tell me I'm wrong. Wait a minute, what? What's that? The guy that has the banner on the table here, prove me wrong.
Oh, that's right. Prove me wrong. Well,
as soon
sir.
As we get to commitment, you know, just start playing the chicken dance.
Yeah, right. There she goes. There she goes. She's running.
Be sure to jump the cat. Okay, we got to jump the cat's ring.
Yeah. Runaway ring.
She finally pops on here. Do not see, be surprised whether it's Champion City Heroes you see in zone. Doug Pile on the Reddit!
Yes.
Get her! Get her!
With
me on
top, everybody's
going to
run after.
On the rabbit, Doug Pile on the rabbit. Get off! Doug Pile on the rabbit, Doug Pile on the rabbit.
Get away from me! I didn't do nothing.
Yes, Bugs Bunny for the win. Peek-a-boo, I see you, doink.
Well, here's two for you, doink, doink.
Aye. Okay, now you did a little bit of a tease on The Mandalorian. My turn with the Picard thing. At the
yes.
final on Thursday. I don't care if they do CGI it or find a lookalike. I want Bones McCoy, who is still alive. That character is still alive in that time period, if you remember that episode.
Really? Right.
You never said he died.
Okay.
You just look at it and go, I was right all along. I was right all along.
Huh. Okay.
And many person who has seen it, and I tell you that, he goes, oh, they gotta do that. That or Mulvaney, the second Doctor of the Enterprise D.
Right, right, right.
Now you're going like, what do those two have in common? I'll let you ponder.
I know. We discussed. I know what they're referring about. I think you're giving it away now. But
what are they referring about?
Data.
No.
Either Data or the Enterprise.
Nope and nope.
Or what Data is.
Nope. Nothing to do with Data.
Yeah. Really? Not being Android?
Nothing to do with Data. Data
okay.
is innocent.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
Oh, did the light just come on?
Something about teleporting. About beaming up. I said beaming up. He hates beaming, something about beaming up. All right, I'll check it out. I'm going to watch it. I'll probably watch the first one tonight, damn it.
Like I said, you're going to watch all 30.
No, not by Thursday. Somehow, I'll try and watch all 30 by Monday.
Just be very good
like
with
streaming.
The skip button.
What?
Be very good with the skip
Why,
button.
Why, they're commercials? Why, they're commercials?
Probably.
That's a good God, a demon's rising. We got demons rising here in COH. I think it'd be funny. You raise all these demons and they start crooning.
Yeah, but like I said, if Rain shows up, I will ask, and she will probably chicken out and come up. Place your bets on the reason she will chicken out. We are going to have a pool on this one. A pole and a pool.
A pole and a pool?
Yeah.
A pool on a pole?
She has to show up first. Once she shows up, I will ask, and then, you know, we find out her answer. Whoever, if they match it or comes close to it, yeah, all right, you'll get something.
That's funny.
Now while she was listening, I was like, I heard all those comments you said.
Well, you should have came on and joined us.
I was like, I'm not a chicken. Like, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. She has, okay, we got one. She has to work that day. Okay.
Yeah, right?
We have one claim of she has to work. All right.
Okay, now we got demons and zombies dancing around. This is the biggest party we've had in COH in some time. Here we go.
All right, so yes, Pogo gets to be in charge. That means he also has to pick a DJ that can do interviews.
Right.
The main thing.
Right.
All right. Now, if it's Saturday, then your choice is Amber, if she ever comes
uh-huh.
back. Coconut.
Uh-huh.
Jess.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That's Saturday. Friday,
right.
You're probably going to have to look straight at Alto.
Uh-huh. Unless we get a pinch hitter.
And Silver, we just always just hang out if we find a DJ.
Yep. Wow. Do you see what I see? COH5. And we have a giant Ruluru Overlord eyeball hanging out too now.
This
Why is, not? Everybody's hanging out with us.
This is CBS Ruluru.
That's right. Everybody's hanging out. There you go.
CBS,
there's a link to the show.
Ruluru, CBS Ruluru.
Right. There you go. Let me see if anybody's actually... All right, we got 10 minutes till that time.
Yep.
Oh, Tiger Heart's in the thing. Here we are. Tiger. Oh, shit. I didn't check the thing. Tiger Heart Working Crew is in our chat. Welcome, Tiger Heart. Welcome, Working Crew. Our camera is Tiger Heart. Is the actor still alive?
Oh, I got to do that thing? All right, I got to do it one more time. And in
Which
case
actor?
You are that one person who is serious about me, complaining about me preferring going to the wedding than doing Don Con, then I will just paraphrase an old joke of Johnny Carson. May
Uh-oh.
Your only daughter be the winner of a Carrot Top lookalike contest.
Oh. Oh.
Well, you remember the original was Mr. T.
Yes.
But now Mr. T is like, eh. Carrot Top, though.
What? And Alto looks like a transformer.
Now he's blowing up.
I had to look
up.
I'm sorry. Now he's just blowing up everything. I think Alto wants it. Alto, I think, wants is saying he's good to go. He wants to be the main interviewer for Dawn Con. Is that what you're saying, Alto?
And then Sunday you have Fritz and Texas. Texas.
Right. Well, we're doing the
I
fest.
Know,
and the, right. The fest.
Someone already. So Texas
right.
has experience.
And we're doing.
But he needed me to be the conduit. So we gotta.
Okay.
Whoever the DJs you pick.
Right.
You know, we'll have to find a way to set them up.
All right. Do we have a separate Discord channel for Dawn Con?
Well, it's in the Dawn Radio Gaming. I know it's there.
Okay. Okay. Okie dokie. Because I know Alto used to do a Friday night costume contest beforehand. But... I think he said he was retiring.
Well, he's a bit gun shy because the last two times the devs planned a costume contest on the same day.
Oh, that's right, the same time.
Not the same time, the same day.
Yeah, which would be the same time, basically.
Well, Alto's was either earlier or later.
Right. Well, no, it was. I think it would start about the same time because
only number three, we coordinate. Oh, he doesn't plan to have any CC this year.
Right. That's why I think he just didn't plan to have one this year. Right. Because of that. Watch now. This year they're not going to do one. I would say we could do. I would say plan to do a big one Saturday. You know, like a superhero-themed one. We could do one. Yeah, last year was a little turn-up. I think the devs also planned one about the same time. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I still regret. And this year will be on Sunday... ending the event or on the last day of the event, so.
Ooh, Pogo gets to do the lonely man walk.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. But that will come after. So we have to go to Canada.
It's like you'll be asking the dev, can you give us the Bruce Banner hitchhike emote?
Right, or hitchhike. Oh, I could do it from there. I could just walk along the road.
You just need a backpack and a light
jacket. I do.
I could
just do an outfit with a winter jacket and like a backpack on it. Go away. Leave me alone. We're just backpacking.
I just did that on a lark, and now everyone's they know Dawn Con's over when the Incredible Hulk Walking Away song pops up.
That's it. That's our Happy Trail song. when you hear the Incredible Hulk TV show end credit song, it's over. That's it. That's it. It's over.
I still remember when everyone joined in, but Jester was supposed to follow up, and Jester was going, guys, what's going on?
We did come back for the show. It's like, we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
He's seeing everyone leave that first time.
I know, and chat, like, we'll be right back. We're just saying goodbye to Matt. And then you came back. We're like, wait a minute. What are you doing? What? I'm on vacation. I thought I'd spend it here. What? And we're trying to kick you out. Get out. Get out. We just said goodbye to you. Get out. Get out.
No, well, I did do a face plant.
Right. Yes. That's good. That's good. I thought that was funny, though.
And so we will pass the other rule of Dawn Con. After Dawn Con, the next day, leave Pogo Man alone!
Yeah, until I do the show, which is the recap. Allie Hazel's trying to shoot me.
Name's Big
Gun Junior. You know, with the Junior added, it just loses the effect, Aldo. Now it would be funny if that was a bubble gun, like a water bottle, like a bubble gun. Bloop, bloop. All right, it's 8:58, and they're getting restless,
and they're wearing backpacks.
No, they're no. You're not going to believe what they're wearing today.
Why?
Because the weather in New York is getting nice out. The one intern bot, it's like near beach time, so they feel they have to get fit. So the one who always wears weird costumes, he's dressed like Richard Simmons, and he's playing on his video screen Sweating to the Oldies.
Okay, people!
Seriously, he even has an Afro wig with a headband on it. Why? Why? And also has a Gatling gun with a teddy bear on top of it. I don't know how he pulled that one off, but okay. Is the teddy bear the targeting system?
I don't know. Anyway, it's time to explain what's going on.
Yes. So at this time of the night, the intern bots up here on the satellite bring forth. They go to the tomb, and they bring forth a tome for me to read from. And these entries, let's just say, through the annals, you have to be careful of that word, of history. There have been many, many, many supervillains. Dr. Doom, Thanos, Darkseid, the Red Skull, Lex Luthor, the Joker, the Green Goblin, the Legion of Doom, the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants. Let's just use that for some examples, all right? The ones I'm about to read are not on that level. Let's just put it like this. If I have read any of these, and they're your nemesis, you need a major, major upgrade.
If Ambush Bug is laughing at your villains, yeah, time to change.
Time to change and go, how do I get one of these? So, these are oddball criminals from comic book history. They are members of the Legion of Regrettable Supervillains. As always, our first stop is that wonderful time in history I call the Golden Age.
Also, it seems to be most perverted.
Well, they had nothing. They had no, you know, no restrictions. They didn't have a comic book code back then, too. Things were a little more innocent, you know. They didn't have the...
innocent?
I think they did have... You know what it is? I think they did have the d'entendres back then. It's just, oh, these kids won't know what the hell's going on. Hold on. And, of course, as I'm about to read... You know, of course, I'm about to read... I got to jump or do something, so...
Well, yes.
Okay, there we go. All right. So this supervillain is an enemy of, good lord, the Green Llama. Right out of the gate. Here we go. He was created by Ken Croson as Richard Foster and Mac Raboy. This villain debuted in Green Llama number 5. I'm just surprised there are 5 issues of the Green Llama already. Spark Publications, May 1945. Favorite class, English Lit 101. His quote, to one side, Varlet. I speak of none other than Falstaff.
Oh,
toys are often the tools. What was that?
A regular name.
That's right. Compared to the ones we've had recently. Toys are often the tools of choice for playful crooks, and comics are full of villains who use perilous playthings as weapons. The question with Falstaff, a chuckling and bearded bad guy who seems both obsessed with toys and keen to use them in an offensive capacity, is why does he dress like Falstaff? The original Sir John Falstaff was a recurring character in Shakespeare's plays, but the garrulous, comical, full-figured buffoon's connection to toys and other playthings is spurious at best. Still, a wine-guzzling gourmand, like the theatrical Falstaff, addicted as he is to physical pleasure, makes a pretty good nemesis for one of comics' rare Buddhist superheroes, the Green Llama. If just to pit carnal indulgence against the religion's principle of anatta, or denial of the self, the matchup seems like a solid comic book confrontation. What happens instead is that a pot-bellied and costumed Falstaff makes his presence known around town by committing robberies, both trivial and tremendous, all of which revolve around toys. He steals a toy fire truck from one child, swipes an autographed catcher's mitt from another, and robs a toy store of a shelf full of wind-up soldiers. Each crime has its own logic. The autograph on the glove is a rare public example of a wealthy ballplayer's signature, so Falstaff gives it to a master forger. The wind-up soldiers are loaded with explosives and march into a bank vault, blowing the door off the hinges. As for the fire truck, well, Falstaff accidentally left the keys to his personal safe in a hidden compartment inside the toy. On a few occasions, Falstaff employs playthings to throw the Green Llama off his trail, though these seem to be spontaneous improvisations. For instance, he topples the superhero by covering the floor with marbles. Luckily for Falstaff, the llama appears to have forgotten that he could fly. In another instance, he knocks the llama silly by smashing a Halloween decoration over his head. Ultimately defeated, Falstaff is unmasked and unbearded to reveal Mr. Jerome, the owner and operator of a local toy shop. His motive for crime was simple greed. His motive for dressing up in a thematically shaky alternate identity was perhaps more complex and never fully explored or explained. No, it's not Mr. Jerome. It's Old Man Dithers. And he would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for the meddling green llama.
Later on, he'll become the Blue Raja and join the Mystery Men.
That's right.
That's a rarity. We have a normal. That was normal.
We have a normal. Actually, I think the villain was more normal than the hero he fought this
time. There was no stretching tentacles or anything like that.
Yeah, nothing like that. No skin stretching. No. Nothing like, huh? What? Okay. Oh, good Lord. I think we spoke too soon.
Oh, no.
This one is an enemy of Mighty Samson. Created by... God damn it, this guy again? This was created by Otto Binder and Frank Thorne. Otto Binder's created a lot of stuff in the Silver Age in this book. I don't think he has a concept of making good characters. Okay, debuted in Mighty Samson number 5. Western Publishing, March 1966. Apt, but unwieldy, alternate name. Inarticulate Purple Catman Monster. His quote, Agar. Grr, Agar. His name, Agar. It's not uncommon to be of two minds about deep ethical quandaries. It's definitely rare, however, to have those conflicted feelings represented by a physical change from a normal human to a purple cat monster. Okay.
It's Alto.
The world into which... It's a mini Alto. It's a giant Alto. I have to jump again. Why do I have to jump again so soon?
Holy shit. This is
ridiculous. I think next week we will join that TF. Where's Alto? Where'd he go? What color is he? Where is he? He disappear?
He's using...
Is he hiding on us?
He's using camouflage.
Where is he? Where did he go? All right. Okay. Anyway, let's get... Okay. The world into which Agar is born is a post-apocalyptic landscape overrun with bizarre menaces. Menaces, yes. The human race is isolated in the horror-ridden jungles of New York. Get it? Once the greatest city on Earth, now a brutal landscape of hellish danger. Protecting the ragtag bands of nearly savage survivors from varieties of mutated menace, both large and small, is Mighty Samson. Born with tremendous strength and imbued with equally awesome courage, Samson defends what remains of humanity. When he and his companion Charmaine scout the sites of deadly glow geysers erupting across the city, they discover a lone, unconscious human floating down the Hudson River on a giant mutated leaf. The man awakens with much of his memory missing, except for his name, Vaxar. Soon after Vaxar's rescue, a new threat emerges. An incredible brute, even for a world where the fantastic is commonplace. This is Agar, a towering leonine figure, sporting scaled legs and tail. Matching Samson in feats of strength, Agar battles him with uprooted trees and traffic lights. They then go toe-to-toe, throwing loose heavy post-Armageddon junk at each other. The two are evenly matched until Agar breaks out his hidden power. Can send thought commands to monsters, reveals the man-beast, finding spoken language highly difficult for his bestial vocal cords. He proceeds to unleash an array of mutant monstrosities, an armadillo-like rolling monster, the giant dry land clam.
Sorry.
No, no, no. And a three-pronged attack consisting of a magnetic eye monster, a liquid beast, and a flying swordfish. Those last two hang out with the dry land clam. So, Vaxxer soon realized that he is Augur, thanks to a transformative side effect of the otherwise fatal glow geyser. At first, Vaxxer only reluctantly helps protect his other self from danger, but soon he becomes a mostly willing accomplice to Augur's terrible whims. The ultimate clash between Augur and Samson takes place on top of the still-standing Empire State Building, and concludes Augur plummeting to his doom, reverting to human form after death. Confused and saddened, the survivors briefly mourn their fallen friend. "Too bad his evil nature overcame him," says Charmaine's father, Mindor, as Samson seals the glow geyser fissures. Strange to us, the geysers were death. To him, life as a mutant man.
Okay.
And that was the life and times of Augur. And then we now go to our modern age. Oh, good Lord. Okay. So this villain is an enemy of the New Guardians, created by Steve Englehart and Joe Staton. Debuted in the New Guardians number 2, DC Comics, October 1988. Addictive? Not even slightly. This quote, or the quote, rather, "Every cell of my being burns with white-hot ecstasy.
Oh, no.
Cocaine is my god.
Oh,
and
no,
I
it's him.
Am an instrument of its will." What, do you know who it is?
Oh, I know, but I can't remember the name. I want to say something like Snow Blind.
You're close. You are so close. Snow's the first part of the name. The name is Snowflame.
Snowflame. Oh, no.
Holy shit.
It was inevitable this guy was going to make it.
Hold on. I just want to say, I don't read these before... Oh, hell, Lord Satan has joined us in COH. I don't read these, for people who don't know, I don't read these beforehand. I just quickly shove the paper in. So this is like a cold read shock for both of us. So he laughs, and I'm like, oh, my God. When you hear me go, oh, my God, that's an actual honest, what the fuck am I reading? So, okay. Okay. Those who manufacture, sell, transport, or just generally profit from the sale of illegal drugs have always made good villains in any medium, but especially in comics. For example, remember Reefer King in page 109? Yes. Good villain. And sometimes the kingpin of a drug empire must be as flamboyant and fully powered as the heroes who oppose him. Take Snowflame, the literally cocaine-powered super foe of short-lived multicultural 1980s superhero team, the New Guardians. His first appearance is also his only one, when the titular crime fighters and already dealing with another hot-button issue of the decade. Several members are awaiting word from their doctors about whether they contracted AIDS during a recent battle with a vampire assassin. Facing HIV diagnosis and fighting a cocaine-powered supervillain, the New Guardians are only a skinny tie and a DeLorean away from being the most 80s-est superheroes on record.
And
burning
Crystal
with white
Pepsi.
Flame.
Let's not forget Crystal Pepsi.
That's true. Yes. Well, that's in the DeLorean, the trunk of the DeLorean, if they get one. Burning with white flame and looking for all the world like the lead singer of a Finnish metal band, Snowflame sings the praises of cocaine as he battles the Guardians. "You see before you a man on fire," he cries, "a man who craves any excuse to burn brighter." No origin is given for the villain, nor even a reasonable explanation of why otherwise ordinary nose candy would imbue him with psychokinetic flames and accelerated thoughts generated by fantastically heightened mental senses. What is clear is that he can stand toe-to-toe with six supremely powerful superheroes and barely blink. The confrontation ends at Snowflame's heavily guarded pleasure palace, where a never-ending party seems to be going on with like-minded enthusiasts of the villain's product. When the new Guardians demand that Snowflame surrender, he barks back in inimitable fashion. Give up the ultimate exhilaration, the divine rupture. Oh, sorry, the divine rapture. Not the rupture, the rapture. Shut up. The euphoria of electricity that now surges through every molecule of my body? Yes, sarcastically. I would sooner choke on the soil from your boots, Guardians. Snowflame's reign ends dramatically. The final fight sees him knocked into the one part of his property where a man who is literally on fire should never venture. The chemical shed. With a powerful explosion, Snowflame and his drug empire collapse and are never heard from again. All right, and thank you.
And some,
I saw that.
When they created that character, they were listening to Richard Pryor. When you're on fire and running down the street, people will get out of your way. Except for that one wino.
Hey, man, your head's on fire. Mad Viking, you have AFK over your head.
Because if you remember, he got on fire because he was fooling around with cocaine.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
So I say the origin story of Snowflame is Richard Pryor.
Alto is hiding as a lamp.
Be worse.
Natalia's going to look for him. Natalia's gone into the...
And Hydrofusion goes, yeah, that was control. Good stand-up he did there. Yep, I see. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was good stand-up, yeah. Oh, who is... Now who is... It's you. Oh, my God, it's you. Are you looking in the WCOC?
Yeah, I see it. I see it.
No, it's you. You see you. It's a me.
Yeah,
you.
I know. Remember when you
Hi,
came
you.
That one time there were like 10 people dressed as me?
Yes, and I thought I was on. I thought I got some bad medicine from the pharmacy. I said, "Shit, I gotta stop taking this shit." I said, "Hold on." I said, "I can't not take what I've taken like 2 hours ago. I'll be right back. I'm gonna take some more. Maybe undo whatever I've taken." Holy shit! What the hell? Now, that doesn't look anything like you. I mean, anything like Mad Viking. That looks like you. I'm all confused now. Natalia goes, without context, this is hella confusing. Now he's dressed like the pimp. A pimp named Squishy. Is he supposed to be a combo of a pimp named Squishy and you? No, he's Old Man Bob. He's a shape changer.
It's a changeling from DS9.
No, he's Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh, there's been predictions for the finale. There's been predictions.
Wait, hold on. He was talking. He says, this is...
You are a pirate.
Right, that was the other one. He goes, this is...
Vex, Bob, Grapple, Storm, combined.
Oh, my God. That's like a teleportate. That's like a massive... That's like group teleport gone wrong. They've combined into one entity, and not in the right way. But what I like about Mandalorian, if you saw, was it this week's? Or, good Lord, last week's? They have live action cameos this season of live live action cameos of members from Rebels in it.
I was about to say of Star Wars stars that are still alive.
No, of Rebels, because Rebels was the last animated series they did before. Well, it leads into this show. And so I thought that was cool, because like we talked about last week, what's going to happen is there's going to be season 3 of The Mandalorian. I don't know if there's going to be another season of The Book of Boba Fett, but so far, Ahsoka is going to be one season. That looks nothing like me. Holy shit, that looks...
unfortunately, no fusing dance was performed here.
The proportions are way off.
It's you drawn by Rob Liefeld.
Yeah, okay, that I'll agree with. Okay. And I've never worn that outfit.
Wait a minute, hold on.
I don't even have
feet.
Up.
Feet, we got to check feet.
They kind of move it. His calves are too small to be me, and his feet are, well, if you go by the feet, can you see them?
Yep.
If you go by the feet, and based on the calf, the feet to calf ratio is Rob Liefeld.
Yep. I've got to explain here. A while back ago, we were just joking about doing a Rob Liefeld, and Pokemon, and I forget who else, made their tunes Rob Liefeld style. And then the devs heard us, and we had a Rob Liefeld contest. And Pogo didn't get picked, and he was the first one.
I was like, I'm the one who started this whole thing. How the hell did I not get a prize?
He had the pouches.
I was the poster boy. I was like the poster boy for this thing.
He had all the weapons. He had
Hang
the
on.
Captain American barrel chest.
Okay, who was in
had
now?
The shoulder pads, emphasized, capital letters, underlined, boldface, neon lights. Shoulder pads.
I have it here somewhere.
And a little tiny head.
There. Hang on. And the 90s pony. Oh, no, I don't have the 90s ponytail. But, look. How did this not win?
He was the first one, and the devs went, eh.
I don't know. We gotta take a picture of this and show them over in COH.
I remember when they said Silver Eagle, it never looked like an archer.
I know, she was an archer. She was like the perfect archer. It's like, what?
Well, the best one, they looked at my tune and says, there's an NPC, there's a contact that dresses like this. All right, I know
Where?
Alto has looked, I know a couple of other people have looked. There is no NPC or contact that's dressed like me. I call shenanigans.
There's an NPC. Hold on. There's an NPC. He hangs out in Rensen all the time.
Like, no, man, that's me.
Here, I got the picture.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute.
There are people that just make a costume and they keep it. You know, and don't tell me it hasn't been done. Captain America does it.
Yeah.
Uh, It was like, hell, they try to change Superman. What do they say? Put back the red underwear.
Well, what's interesting about that, the more things change, the more they stay the same. In other words, the more you change the hero, eventually they go back to it. Because people go, you know, he's got to change. And then people get tired of the change. It's like, when are they going to go back to the original?
So, yeah.
And then they make a big deal about, oh, he's back. Oh, I hated the change. You're the one who won the change. Yeah, but the change sucked. Oh, shut up.
Yeah, but like I said, you know, that's when, and Alta, you can relay the message. You had three people now look to find for a character that looks like my tune. Unless they were looking at me while I was standing in Renson, there is no other NPC or contact that's dressed like me. If that's the case, then I want some money coming my way.
Oh, and Alto has returned. Alto, there was some guy here. And now Alto is a moth-like creature with a selfie stick.
And no, I will not take
a
dev token. I loaded up dead tokens so I could get the Acrial Blade. And the day I finally get enough dev tokens, I go to the dev token holder, and they take the three Acrial Blade. I'm like, are you...
Alto's the lamp, Moss.
It was like he was there, taunting me for so long. Then I finally got the enough death tokens. I go over. They take it away that day.
Yeah, this is going to... Here. Alto, I'm holding a torch. Look at the light.
Yes, you did get the sword later on for me. Yes, you did. But, you know...
So you have the sword.
Yeah, I do. I do. But you get what I'm saying here. The devs are not right.
No, they're not. They are wrong in that instance.
There's not a tune, NPC, contact, or anything.
All right, so I got some. All right, so we have about 2 minutes left. I have homework this week. Somehow I have to watch 30 episodes of Picard, or 29 before Thursday, and the Mandalorian season finale on Wednesday, and watch all my nightly wrestling shows. And now we have 90 seconds left.
And that entire crowd, that was some real shit luck there. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I saw that. And don't forget, guys, Fox Bat Con is still going on.
Unlike
I want to thank everybody
Fox
for hanging
Con.
Out tonight. Fox, I want to say it again, Fox Bat Con. God, I got to say that right. Everybody hanging out in City of Heroes tonight. I think this is the biggest party we've ever had.
There you go.
And everybody hang out, Champions Online. Well, it's been a while since we had this many people. Thank you all. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, next week we'll be on 8 to 9:30 p.m. Monday. Stay super. You guys rock. Read those comic books, those superhero novels. Watch those TV shows, those cool genre shows, movies we love so much. Anything you'd like to say in closing, Mad Viking, before you take off?
Say goodnight, Gracie, as I prep for air the Greatest Generation podcast on radio.
And that won't be anything about Picard.
Nope. Voyager.
Okay. Whoop.
Oh,
I'm
don't
sorry,
think
huh?
so, because that last episode of Picard.
No. I'm talking about Voyager, though. All right. 4 seconds. We'll see you all next week. Stay tuned for dawnradio.com. Embrace the dawn. That's what I was going to say. All right. Good night, everybody. You guys rock. All right. You still here?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'll hang up and... All right. I'm out of here. You're out of here. Go do your Greatest Generation podcast.
Right.
I'm going to go eat some dinner. And I'm going to go... Right. I'm actually going to try and watch Picard. All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
And I got, we got to set something up for a meeting about DawnCon this week.
Hopefully Thursday. I don't have to fill in.
All right. Well, whatever time Thursday, let me know ahead of time.
All right.
The time would be good for you. All right. Let me know. Okay.
All right.
Talk to you later. Okay. Bye. Bye.
Goodbye. Yeah, bye.